I feel like the world is attacking Drake. I feel like hip hop is getting more competitive. I'm a music head. I grew up loving hip hop, so I want to talk about that today. Welcome to the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. Yes, yes, yes. Hip hop is getting interesting. There's a lot of beefs going on. It's healthy beefs. It's not crazy beefs. You know, it's competition. Who doesn't like competition? I like competition. I'll see you on the other side because I got a lot to talk about and I want to hurry up and get there. Bye. I've been watching the news outside of like politics, which is chaotic, economy chaotic, housing market chaotic. You get into the sports world, some interesting stuff happen. You get into the music world, kapow, explosion. It's a lot of stuff happening. So I want to talk about a couple of things, but first, you know, I do what I do, blessed. I was exploring the internet and I came across Cam Newton on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. You guys tell me this. For some reason, whatever Cam Newton wears, it gets a lot of attention. For some reason, it was a big deal in the NFL. Don't know why. Don't know why. I mean, he looks fine to me. I mean, have you ever gone to Sunday church? You ever gone to Sunday church service and see some black people, what they wear? That's exotic. You got these crazy great purple color. You got these crazy neon greens. It looked like the whole Eminem family just rolled up out of the car and is going to church. Amen. Like people talk about Cam Newton. I don't feel like he dresses that crazy, but in comparison to the NBA, you know, he's modest. You know, Russell Wilson, dress is kind of boring, I guess. Then you got guys like Russell Westbrook, who is kind of like a icon in the NBA, or what is it, Ross Tucker or Tucker something? He's a basketball player. His name slips my mind or whatever. But he's these guys like fashion, and then they get attacked for it. What's the dude from OKC? He has a crazy name. He's been in like Louis Vuitton runway or whatever. He's walked for his fashion. It's pretty impressive. But I was watching a video with Shannon Sharp and he's talking to Cam Newton and he asked basically Cam Newton, you know, how you feel about your style. People pick on you, they talk about it, and this is what Cam Newton's response was. And you know, it is a very male response, right? Off the cuff, off the top of your head. But I like something that he gets to at the end of it, and I wanted you guys to check it out real quick.
Being like, oh man, I like what you did with that. You could tie your bow tie. Is that a clip on? Oh baby, I really tie bow tie. Like, oh, pocket square. How did you do that with a jean jacket? What you doing with that? How you got a doggone wallet chain, a pocket watch? Like all these different details. It's like, man, I really study fashion.
Right.
I grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. So even though the Bible say, come as you are, Hattie Lou Newton wasn't letting me come in there with no Jordan shorts and some flip flops. I had to press my jeans.
You coming as you are.
Come on.
That's now. How you are. And
I like what Cam Newton was saying. He's tying in his history with his present, and your upbringing definitely sculpts who you are. I feel like it's unfair, but he has a more vulgar response. I didn't get it in there. Basically says, well, leave your girl around me. Find out. I thought that was pretty funny. But He talked about pressing your pants, pressing your jeans. Like, I really, really understand that. I get that. And I feel like people are just always picking for no reason. And you may not understand Cam Newton's fashion, but it is fashion indeed. And he's fashionably dressed all the time with the crazy hats. I like it. I don't have a problem with it. But there was a rumor, or Cam Newton makes a statement on his own show that he believes NFL teams did not want to bring him in because of the way he dressed and because he wouldn't cut his hair to have a more commercialized haircut. Now, depending on what culture you are, that's really offensive. And it's a big accusation. And it's a low, but also a press for discrimination. And in the black community, that is discrimination, which we are always using. Why you gotta have your hair like that? Well, in my culture, this is how we look. If you got a problem with locks and dreads, then I don't know what to tell you. Drink some lemonade on the couch or something. But people are really starting to talk more and more about black hair as well as black fashion. And I felt like, you know, this is nothing new. Cam Newton's not doing anything super revolutionary. This has always been there. You know, you dress unique to your skills and your taste. And I really appreciate it. But I wanted to pinpoint something exactly what he said in the interview. And that was to be your authentic self. And I felt like that was a real tangible thing we could use. Be your authentic self. If that's how you are, if that's how you dress, do it. Don't let people poo-poo on you. Here's another video from him. I thought this was a really good one too, but...
Cam, stop dressing. Man, you dressing like an auntie. You dressing all them women clothes, them tight clothes. Did you ever get tired? Do you get tired of hearing that? Because you still here to this day.
Bring your girl around me. And we'll figure all that out.
We'll figure out whether I'm auntie.
Hey, man, listen. You don't think I got the juice. She get the smelling.
Cam Newton is wild, man. He is a wild one for sure. I really... appreciate Cam Newton and the way that he looks at the game as well as how he looks at life. And, you know, he takes his clothes seriously. I like that he thrifts too. He makes it such a easy thing. You don't need the most expensive thing. You just need expensive taste. You need to have an eye, you know, and I like that. So I appreciate Cam Newton on that one. All right, real quick. So I was reading this article. It was pretty insane, right? This was in People's Magazine. It's an old, old one, but I came across it. You know how sometimes you get old stories, but they're new to you. So this is what I got, right? It says, man who didn't have a phone or a place to live when he got hired by AT&T, now a corporate director exclusive. Man, what a story. What a story. You know, to be the head, be a corporate director, I just want to shout that out to that man. It's a really interesting article in People's Magazine. All you got to do is type up the heading just like I said it. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, for those of you who feel like you're not tech savvy, you could end up being in the tech world someday. Just having some type of skills that other people will enjoy.
Friend that didn't graduate high school.
Yo, I had this mad story that I want to share with y'all. And you tell me what y'all think, because I think this is terrible and disgusting. But... it makes sense to me. So I'm gonna play the video and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
I have a friend that didn't graduate high school, and she Bragger. Has always lied and said that she graduated. I mean, she'll tell all of us she didn't, but on every job application, she says she did. And she didn't go to college. And then when we were...
She's a doctor now.
Well, I'm not kidding. We decided to go to grad school, and she's like, I didn't graduate from even high school. I was like, you think they'll really check? And she's like, I don't know. And so she lied and they didn't check, and she has her doctorate.
Yo, when I heard this story, this is not a foreign story. I've heard this before. And I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not trying to pick on Caucasian or white people, but y'all be doing some stuff like this. I've had supervisors and managers who did not have degrees, and then all of a sudden, a couple months later, I have a degree. when they got that raise or when they were elevated, and then to make them look good because no one really checks. And it's another prime example of why people feel like college doesn't matter. The little piece of paper that you spend 4 to 5 years, maybe 10 years, and you get over $100,000 in debt just to show up to a job that might like you and might keep you for 2 years max. Hopefully the rest of your life. Maybe not. The statistics are high on people who don't even like use their degree. You know, they're doing something else that has nothing to do with what they went to college for, which is fine. You know, I don't have a problem with it, but I found that a very interesting story. How in the doggone job application process do you not get caught without showing proof of a diploma? I feel like I've at every level in any job, they've asked for overabundance of qualifications or proof that I've done these things. This is insane. And there's a lot of different layers of this where people have dropped the ball. That's all I got to say, which is insane. What a crazy story. I would be terrified. I'd be terrified to pretend to be such that of a doctor who has such a crucial role in people's health, to mess around, not even graduate college, not even graduate high school at that, and to pretend to be one of the most critical positions on the planet, doctor. I was like, first of all, your friends are responsible. They need to snitch on you. They need to snitch on that person because that's insane. That is insane. It's very dangerous. And it goes to show you that some people and cultures tend to get away with things that others don't. All right, two more things and then we out this joint. I found this inspirational video, which I feel like this one is heavy video driven, but that's okay. I really want you guys to hear this one.
If I were to choose to live my life, I wouldn't live it in this way. Do you know Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not personally.
No. The book. The end of that book would bring tears to my eyes for years. Christopher Robin has to go to school, and he's telling his friends, the toy animals, that he won't be able to play with them so much anymore. And what I wasn't aware of when I went to medical school and when I was a physician is how driven I was to justify my existence in the world. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. When you're driven to work too hard, you actually ignore what matters. And what matters is what you were telling me last night about how every summer you take a bunch of weeks away from your podcast and you just spend time enjoying your kids and your wife and your family. I didn't do that. I always felt I had to keep working. And the book ends with the statement, and whatever they do or wherever they go in the enchanted forest, the little boy and his bear will always be playing together. And that phrase would bring tears to my eyes for years. People sacrifice their playfulness, their joyfulness, being driven by unconscious needs to validate your existence. And where does that come from? Again, that comes from childhood trauma. Play is so important.
I really, really sympathize with that for sure. Play is extremely important. And in a culture where, or a system that is high consumption driven, capitalism at its finest, we want more and more, we miss out on the valuable things, which is unique to age, which we're never going to be the same age. Tomorrow you're going to be a different age. You're going to be older tomorrow. And you know, that's something that I personally have resonated with recently in my life, is I want to be authentic to where I'm at. I understand I need to survive, but I also want to love the community and the people that are around me. And how do I do that? And that's just being present. Like for the last 3 years, I've been so busy. I haven't had an opportunity to be present. Like I got to go to my niece's track game, which I haven't really been able to do anything like that. I've been able to go to dinners, see family, get to know loved ones a little better. And it was just so refreshing. And when you work a job that is just draining and you literally just dying on the clock. And don't forget to play. Don't forget to have fun. And don't forget to be around the people that matter. And so I guess just holding true to your values. But I really appreciate that video. It was really nice. All right, let's get into this. Drake. J. Cole. Kendrick Lamar, three heavyweights. Well, there comes a time in hip hop as a fan. It's a sport. It's a gladiator, violent sport with words. Don't come in the booth if you ain't ready for the smoke. Don't even leave your bed talking about you a rapper and you ain't ready to box and show it every day. I feel like the hip hop Bible says, show thyself approved with these words. Be ready to attest and back up if you are ready for the smoke. Okay, let me lay a foundation. In the hip hop world, we finally get it. We've been waiting to see who's the best. Is it Kendrick? Is it J. Cole? Is it Drake? Drake makes a song with your boy J. Cole. It was on his, Straight Shooters. And he was like, it's the big three. You know, that's a big statement from LeBron, Chris Bosh, D-Wade, you know, when it came to Miami Heat. So he's making this reference, this parallel that Drake, Kendrick and Cole are the big three. So then Metro Boomin and Future dropped they album. Yeah. You know what happened? Your boy Kendrick came out and shook the game. The proof that he's one of the greatest is when he speaks, there needs to be a response. When Drake speaks, there's not always a response. When J. Cole speaks, there's not always a response. When Kendrick speaks, the world stops and there's a response. And I'm not going to play anymore because I want to get in trouble, but you guys can go listen to the song Like That. Your boy Kendrick went, it ain't no big three, it's just big me. What a bar. What a bar. You can tell I'm biased. Who cares? I like J. Cole. And I've been waiting to see how this plays out. Now, this has played out a little bit. I'm going to make some comments. J. Cole went and made a diss track to Kendrick, shooting at him, saying his songs weren't that good, his albums wasn't that good, and he had one that was good and one that was bad, the other one was a miss, and talking about Kendrick only makes 4 albums in 5 years or something crazy. Like, listen to me. Listen, J. Cole. You didn't even believe it. I listened to those bars. He didn't believe what he was saying. Ordered in the court. He didn't believe it. There's no. I listened to it. The cadence is already a certain level. He's already a certain level of talent. But I'm listening to this rap. He did not believe what he was saying. And I was like, J. Cole, why did you rush to do this? You shouldn't have done this, man. You're not a boxer this way. You're an activist rapper. It's a much different experience. And this man, here's my point. I wouldn't have been mad if J. Cole would have did it right after Kendrick dropped his reply to them. I wouldn't have been mad. What made me mad is he dropped a diss track, J. Cole, 7-minute drill, which he has now taken off of all streaming platforms. He went to a live concert and he said, I didn't feel right in my spirit. That's all nice, bro. This is hip hop. I can't even get it out. I'm too like, this is hip hop, man. God rest the dead, but DMX would have slapped you. All I hear is all these rappers like, man, what are you doing? J. Cole's talking to the audience. Hey, I know some of my friends are going to be, man, yes, because this is the sport, man. If you didn't want to scrap, why you pick up the pen? That's what this is for. You one of the best. We want to know who the best is, and we have an opportunity to find that out. Now J. Cole has taken himself out of the race. Very frustrating. Very frustrating for someone who likes hip hop, healthy conscious rap like myself, who likes that. Watching J. Cole just weasel his way out after making a diss track, it was frustrating. And I like J. Cole a ton. I'm a huge fan of him. He is in my top 5, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm taking out the human side and I'm looking more at it as a competitive sport. If LeBron James and Michael Jordan got to play, which would generate millions of views in hundreds, it probably would generate a billion. To see Michael Jordan and LeBron James play, LeBron would attack first. Then MJ dunks or busted 3, crowd goes crazy. Then LeBron just is like, oh, man, I love you, man. You've been the greatest forever. Do you know how mad people would be? We finally got an opportunity to see this. see it. We don't get no J. Cole Kendrick album. We don't get no J. Cole Kendrick tracks back and forth. And it wasn't even the first. It was like the first little wave. And J. Cole was like, I'm done. You cannot say you are the greatest anything anymore. You can't do that, dog. You can't do it. I'm sorry. You are top tier. That's it. You can't say you're the best, because when you had an opportunity to claim the throne, you backed out. And like one of the most non-hip hop ways, it was like, man, this isn't Biggie Tupac. There's no violence. Not that I know of. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm clueless like everybody else. I don't know. But I was like, man, J. Cole. What y'all think? You think I'm just like, I mean, some of y'all probably don't even listen to hip hop, but a lot of y'all do that listen to the show. Y'all love hip hop, but I wanted more from J. Cole. So now here's another aspect. So Drake bullied Meek Mill, right? He bullied Meek Mill. Then he ain't bullied Pusha T. Pusha T got him. Now Drake has an opportunity, and you hear all this. I hear J. Cole backed out. Now I hear Drake went in the booth, spitting heat. He laid a track and he came out. This morning, was it last night? No, it was this morning, like early. The internet, somebody had leaked Drake's song. Man, come on with all that, Drake. Kendrick was on a feature. He wasn't even on his own stuff. He went on somebody else's stuff and spat at y'all. And you gonna leak it through a back channel? Man, ain't no way nothing coming out if you don't want it. Drake did that. He didn't want to do it official. Why didn't you do it official? Now, the crazy part is all these rappers are shooting back at Drake, but Drake been dissing for years. All of a sudden, they all shooting at Drake. ASAP Rocky, Rick Ross, Future, and Metro Boomin. What happened? Is Drake gone crazy? Has Drake gone crazy? I just want to leave that out there. What has happened to this guy? Because I've never seen one artist get attacked by everybody. And then Drake posts a picture of, you know, the Kill Bill scene where she's at I think it was at the house where she's trying to kill one of the bosses, and like they all surrounding her. She's in that yellow, iconic yellow and black. Drake's like, this is me right now. Bro, you put yourself there, dude. You clearly are doing something. Only person that hasn't shot at you is Lil Yachty, but that's your boy. And once at one point, these guys were all cool with you. You got songs with all of them. Even J. Cole on the second album, Future and Metro Boomin drop, We Still Don't Trust You. By the way, that song with The Weeknd was really cool. J. Cole got a song. I'm just like, hip hop is confusing. If you don't know what's going on, it's very confusing. I love music. It's confusing. I hope to see what happens. I hope it stays, you know, cordial. But I'm ready to see some blows. I want to see that. I look at hip hop like boxing. I look at hip hop like UFC. You know, I look at it like any other sport. You gotta play. You got to. You can't tap out or we're going to look at you crooked eye. And I don't know. The only way, how can J. Cole come back from this? That album better be legendary, man. This one album he's working on. So frustrating as a fan. I wonder if J. Cole just realized the level of damage it could do. And people are pulling up old videos about how he said he wanted to be a bridge for his peers and not to be one that is antagonizing or whatever. But this is the sport, dog. This is the sport. And nobody, at the end of the day, you got to respect the sport at the core. You've made millions off of this. Fans love you. You have a really positive reputation. This one gonna hurt nothing. We just wanted to end a debate. Y'all, this era, you know, we really haven't seen anyone. The Eminem Machine Gun Kelly was crazy. Hold on. I just want to see this, and I feel like we've been robbed, and it's very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. What's y'all thoughts? I talked about this for a minute. What's y'all thoughts? Would it be crazy? Do you think Drake has a shot to beat Kendrick? I don't think so. Now, Drake has way more hits than Kendrick, but Kendrick is going to have a way more potent effect on history. A lot of his songs are tied to very valuable movements, very culture shifting movements. You know, it's going to be all right. You know, that song is tied to a lot of activism. Drake doesn't have none of that. His is all party. Drake is for the women, which is fine. I like Drake. I think he has a lot of great music. He has a collection. No one's touching that. You know, he is unique in his own right. But as far as like a rapper, I'm sorry. He ain't touching Kendrick. He ain't touching Kendrick. This is about to get interesting. We'll see what happens next week. You guys, I really appreciate you listening to the show. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I might do something special. Just stay tuned. I know it's vague. I might have something special dropping. I might have an interview. Or I might do another episode. But we're in a kind of a crazy season where people aren't really taking interviews right now. So be patient with me. I'm going to get you some more. I hope you guys love the Jeff Jenkins interview. That was awesome. Go back and check out whatever interviews. These next couple weeks is going to be a good time for you to catch up on any shows that you miss. I might even pull some old shows from the vault and replay them. Some that I really like the Alana Isola interview. I thought that was amazing. I would love to recycle that one. I got a lot of great interviews. I might recycle some of them from last year, and we're going to keep this thing pushing. And as always, was there truth to this conversation or was it just noise? I'll let you guys decide. It's your boy Amante, and we out of here till next time. Make sure you guys like, go subscribe, share this. Please share the show. Keep talking about the show. Follow us on IG, True Tone Pod on IG, Amante Hall on IG, TrueTonePod@gmail.com. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the flip side. Till next time, peace. Hoopah!